I'm ready.
Dude, you look incredible.
Don't tell Luke you were here.
Lola is a New Yorker, almost 30 years old, and finally getting to wear a wedding dress. She's planning to marry her fiancé, Luke, an artist. But Lola is so consumed by her doctoral thesis and the wedding plans, she misses some major signals from Luke.
Honey, you're gonna die when you see these flowers.
I don't think I can do this.
The breakup brings her carefully planned future tumbling down, and Lola, guided by her best friend Alice, has to find her way back to the dating scene.
What are we going to do about our friends? How are we supposed to split them up?
I mean, you don't really have that many friends.
That's true.
Greta Gerwig stars as Lola in the droll comedy co-written and directed by Daryl Ween.
As a male writer, I try and put myself in the shoes of a woman, and obviously I have a lot of female friends, and I can pick up on a lot of the female experience, but we were trying to write what we thought was a necessary portrait of a single woman, you know, because we felt like there were all these broadly drawn romantic comedies like Sex and the City and Bridget Jones' Diary and now Bridesmaids, which they're all funny and glamorous, but they didn't feel as authentic and specific to our reality.
Honestly, Lo, this is good. You know, you met Luke your junior year abroad. I mean, you were a baby. You need to be on your own again, dating other people, knowing what that feels like. You've never been with anyone else. That's not good for character. No, look at me. Being single builds character.
Zoe Lister-Jones co-wrote the script and also co-stars as Lola's brutally frank best friend, Alice.
The trick is to always make that person grounded, and so that was my challenge. But she's obviously the comic foil, and so it's a really fun part to play.
As Lola, Greta Gerwig gets to put a unique twist on the rom-com, the romantic comedy genre.
It's not a traditional rom-com, but if you try to put it within the structure of a traditional rom-com, then the person she's always meant to end up with is herself, and then she gets that ending, and she falls in love with herself. Like, it's as soon as she gives herself enough time to sit down and breathe, she realizes she's actually okay, that she doesn't have to fill any hole in her life that she was so sure was there before.
Gerwig will be seen next in the new Woody Allen comedy, To Rome with Love. Lola Versus features Joel Kinnaman as the reluctant fiancé, Deborah Winger and Bill Pullman play Lola's parents, and Hamish Linklater is her platonic friend since high school. Lola Versus was filmed on location in New York. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
I'm ready.
Dude, you look incredible.
Don't tell Luke you were here. Honey, you're gonna die when you see these flowers.
I don't think I can do this.
What are we gonna do about our friends? How are we supposed to split them up?
I mean, you don't really have that many friends.
That's true.
As a male writer, I try and put myself in the shoes of a woman, and obviously I have a lot of female friends, and I can pick up on a lot of the female experience, but we were trying to write what we thought was a necessary portrait of a single woman, you know, because we felt like there were all these broadly drawn romantic comedies like Sex and the City and Bridget Jones' Diary and now Bridesmaids, which they're all funny and glamorous, but they didn't feel as authentic and specific to our reality.
Honestly, Lo, this is good. You know, you met Luke your junior year abroad. I mean, you were a baby. You need to be on your own again, dating other people, knowing what that feels like. You've never been with anyone else. That's not good for character. No, look at me. Being single builds character.
The trick is to always make that person grounded, and so that was my challenge. But she's obviously the comic foil, and so it's a really fun part to play. It's not a traditional rom-com, but if you try to put it within the structure of a traditional rom-com, then the person she's always meant to end up with is herself, and then she gets that ending, and she falls in love with herself. Like, it's as soon as she gives herself enough time to sit down and breathe, she realizes she's actually okay, that she doesn't have to fill any hole in her life that she was so sure was there before.